Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joins us now. Hey, Glenn, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Doing fine, Glenn. All right, so deer hunting, we got through the second weekend. What do you got for numbers? How'd things go?
Well, as of Monday, it looks like during this gun season now, we're at about 109,000 deer total. That's just during the gun season. That's down about 11% from last year and, yeah, almost 22%, you know, from the five-year average. So, and then as of Monday, you know, all those seasons combined, Jay, archery, that youth hunt, the antlerless hunt, any special, other special hunts they've had, and the firearms deer season included, 138,000 deer have been shot, which is down 12% from last year when, but they shoot almost, we shot almost 185,000 deer last year. So it's down there a little bit. You know, we still have some opportunities to increase those numbers. That 100 series, those permit areas up in the north and northeast part of the state are open through Sunday. There's four permit areas down in the southeast. They have a season November 19th through the 27th. What else do we got? Muzzleloader starts on the 26th of November, and I think it goes through like December 11th, and then archery is open till the end of December. So do we have 40,000 deer to make up there in those seasons? I don't know. It's, you know, I think when it's all said and done, we might be down a little bit.
Is it because there's less people interested in hunting, or is the deer population not as much as we thought it was?
That's a tough one to answer. I mean, you know, when you read things from the DNR and their reports and some of the stuff we had in Outdoor News, everybody points to opening weekend weather. You know, it wasn't the best. Remember that Sunday was windy. It was a little warmer on Saturday, rained in some parts of the state. Who knows? Participation is down. License sales are down only about 2%, though, as of Monday. So I don't know if that's as big a contributor. And, you know, then there's been, you know, some anecdotal stuff just talking to folks that have been out in the woods hunting. They don't think deer numbers are as high in some areas as the state says they are. So, you know, I think that might be part of it, maybe overestimating in some areas. I think locally here we're in pretty good shape with deer numbers. But I just talked to a lot of folks, you know, after these first two weekends of deer season that just didn't see as many deer as they anticipated and certainly didn't hear as much shooting as they thought they would. So might be a little combination of everything, but I'm gonna point towards maybe not as many deer as in some areas. You know, there's pockets with high deer numbers, like I said, and in those areas the harvest was fine. But I think, you know, in some certain areas, I just maybe deer numbers aren't quite as high as they, you know, thought they were. And who knows, Jay, that's just speculation on my end. And just from talking to other folks, like I said, that have been out in the woods so far, they just didn't encounter as many deer as what they thought they would.
Glenn, so what's left as far as deer hunting options?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we've got through Sunday up in the north and northeast, the firearms deer season, they get an extra weekend up there. There's a 300 series hunt, they call it, down in the southeast, November 19th through the 27th. Muzzleloader, which is a big deal. That season starts November 26th and goes through the second week of December. I want to say the 11th there, check your regulations. And then archery closes December 31st. So, again, I don't know if there's enough there to make up the total number of deer shot last year. But I do know that muzzleloader thing is getting to be bigger and bigger every year. There's more people doing it. These muzzleloaders are built where you can shoot better distances with better accuracy. A lot of people do it because there's less people in the woods, and it's become more popular. Maybe some of those traditional firearms deer hunters have transitioned into muzzleloader hunting. So I know I see more muzzleloader hunters out now than I have, and you know, the last 3, 4, 5 years, it's really grown. So there's some opportunities yet to take some deer. It's just we got a little ground to make up.
How about duck hunting? People still doing that?
Yeah, the diehards are out there. You know, things are starting to ice up north, obviously, and our ponds around here are pretty much all locked up with ice. So people are hunting bigger water now. Our lakes that are, you know, we don't have any ice locally here on our lakes, with the exception of some shoreline ice, some bays and that type of thing. But, you know, that north, they're split into three zones, the northern, the central, and the southern. The northern zone closes November 22nd, although I would assume that, you know, with this weather here, they're probably done hunting up there for the most part, with the exception of some very big lakes and that type of thing. Most skinny water's locked up there. And then we can hunt here, or in the rest of the state, actually, central and south, through November 27th. So there's some opportunities there. It's got to be on, you know, bigger bodies of water now. And with that being said, there's a lot of ducks around right now. These lakes are full of ducks, and you know, my boys were out last weekend with a couple of kids and a couple of guys. Actually, they're not kids anymore, and they did well. They had it's a nice mixed bag of ducks, and that's what I'm hearing from other guys too that have hung in there and continued to hunt ducks and geese. You know, you're seeing a lot of divers. You're seeing mallards. You know, these golden eyes and buffalo heads, and you know, there's gadwall and ringbill, and you know, there's just a nice mixed bag of ducks around, and then you still have some field hunting opportunities for geese. There's some geese around here yet. And until these lakes cap over, you know, I think there's some pretty good hunting out there. And overall, Jay, it's been a pretty good waterfowl season. I know from start to finish. Yeah, there were some lulls in there, but you know, I think this duck thing was a pretty solid season. The guys that put their time in, did some scouting and worked hard at it, found some pretty good success this year. So when it's all said and done, I don't think there's going to be too many complaints with this duck and goose season.
Glenn, how about ice fishing? We're not too far away. I mean, we've had colder weather. It's sustained. The snow is sticking around, it appears. Your thoughts, when are we going to start seeing some ice conditions be well enough to get out there?
Well, I know there's been a few folks already on some small sloughs in North and South Dakota fishing. You know, that happened earlier this week. You know, like I said earlier, Jay, this ice, it's starting to form here now. Up north, you know, locally, our lakes are open. With the exception of some ponds and bays and shorelines, we don't have much for ice here. But there is ice up north. A lot of those small, skinny lakes, you know, the lakes that are tucked back in the woods and wind-protected have been ice-covered now for almost a week. And I would not be surprised at all to see or hear about somebody, you know, sneaking out on some of these lakes by this weekend. It's supposed to stay cold. You know, even during the day, the temperatures are going to be down there. You know, Red Lake is a big one. Everybody wants to get up to Red Lake, and they were, you know, some outfitters were shooting for the day after Thanksgiving. I think they kind of tempered that a little bit. They had ice, you know, a certain distance out and then open water beyond that. They've also been getting snow up there, and these little 1 to 2 inch snows are starting to pile up on what ice exists. So, you know, causing a little bit of insulation there too. And that's been somewhat of a concern, but you know, I think we're going to have some guys ice fishing somewhere in the state this weekend without question. Just a, you know, matter of where they can go is just depends on the size of the lake. We got to keep the wind down too, Jay. That's a big thing this time of year is, you know, that stuff won't lock up or cap with a good blow. It looks like it's going to be windy today again, which, you know, is not going to help things. But I guess the best way to put it is it's close in some areas. We're a ways away here. But it's, you know, it's going to start soon. I'd say within the next week to 10 days, we're going to be fishing comfortably in a lot of areas, you know, north of central Minnesota here.
All right, Glenn, how about Ice Fishing Expo that's taking place this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a cold weekend. It might be a good opportunity to go down to the National Sports Center in Blaine. They have the Hardwater Ice Fishing Expo. They've had this show now several years. It's gotten better and bigger. And, you know, like I said, an opportunity to check out the new gear, tackle, new clothing, augers, shelters. There's some pretty good seminar speakers there, guides, outfitters, resorts, all that type of stuff. Parking is free down there at the National Sports Center. Starts Friday, goes from 2 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 3. So, like I said, be a good opportunity to put your hands on some of the new. There's a lot of new tackle out there this year, you know, some new shelters. Not much new in the way of electronics, you know, from what we've had some major advancements with LiveScope and some of this other stuff the past couple of years. But just an opportunity to go check everything out. It certainly sounds like it's going to be a good weekend to do that.
Glenn, if people do want to find out more, maybe get a subscription to Outdoor News, how can they do that?
Go to our website at outdoornews.com and click on the subscription tab, or you can call our toll-free number at 800-535-5191.
All right, Glenn, good luck this week. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
All right, Jay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
It's Glenn Schmidt, Outdoor News, joining us every Thursday, 8:40 here on WJON.